Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Okay, having standards is a good thing when it comes to dating, but what if your high standards are actually the thing that's holding you back? In today's podcast, worried you're doomed to a G-spotless sex life? Is tit for tat the way to recover from marital infidelity? What sex positions will put you in control in the bedroom? Also, find out what careers are most likely to land you a swipe right on Tinder. I mean, not that that matters, right? I mean, you are who you are. Okay, everyone, thanks for listening. You know what's so great about sex toys? They don't get jealous. They just want you to feel good, even if it means they sit one out while you try something new. Well, I was recently introduced to that something new, the Rabbit Company Lay-On Vibrator. I'm here to tell you that this little palm-sized beauty is simply awesome. It's made for external use and features two ears that are perfectly positioned for clitoral stimulation. The whole piece is gently curved to match a woman's natural contour, so it can literally lay on you, as the name suggests. But its ergonomic shape feels so good to hold and move around. You'll find endless different sensations by changing the lay-on's positions. It's whisper quiet and has six vibration patterns. But my favorite feature? The Rabbit Company keeps the motion in the ears, not the handle. No more numb hands from the transfer of vibration. It's really amazing. Like all Rabbit Company products, the lay-on is 100% body safe, features easy-to-use controls, and has a 5-year warranty. To order your lay-on, visit therabbitcompany.com or click the Rabbit Company banner on my website. Hey, why not? Lay it on today.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. It feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Relationships and everything in between. For more information, check out sexwithemily.com. Check out Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, all that stuff. It's all at sexwithemily and facebook.com/sexwithemily. And thank you for subscribing to the show. We so appreciate when you subscribe. Makes us happy. Helps us, helps the show. We can keep doing more shows for you. And thanks for telling your friends about it. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for being you. I'm gonna cry. Anderson, thanks for being you.
You're right. It's not even November yet. What are you doing with all the thanks?
I don't know.
Settle down with
I'm
the thanks.
I'm just very grateful and thankful.
You are. She really is. That's the real Emily. You're just one of those people. You're all over the place at times, and you got a million things going on. You're juggling a lot of stuff, and you seem a little bit frazzled at times, but you always got a smile on your face, and you're just genuine. Like, you don't have bad things to say about people. You're just a good person. You really are. And I meet a lot of people that seem like that, but I'm like, oh, they got a dark side. I don't think you really even have a dark side. I could see you getting a little bit overwhelmed and frustrated and like maybe...
It's more about my darkness is about my own stuff. I'm not like thinking other people.
I know people.
I don't talk about... I really don't mean... I might make jokes and that, but I really don't talk about people. I think that's just a really bad habit to gossip.
Super positive, but I know that they got a real dark
right?
side.
I know you're not that person. I'm not that person because you've seen me. Yeah. If I could be dark.
I've seen you at your best. I've seen you at your worst. And your worst is better than most people's.
Oh, Anderson.
Okay.
Thank you. So, I appreciate it.
I just want to let the
but
listener
you're dark,
know.
But that's cool.
I'm dark. Oh, yeah. I just want to let the listener know that they're getting the real deal. Like, this is really Emily.
Yeah,
like, there's some people that are just like, they are who they are on air, off air.
Yeah, I guess I pretty much. I always tell people that when they're like, I want to come on your show. I'm nervous. I'm like, it's like talking to me.
Yeah,
it's not, I don't really, I'm not like putting on my Sex with Emily hat.
Of all the things that I do and all the shows that I do, this is the most fun for me. It's the easiest for me because you do all the heavy lifting and I just kind of sit here and watch you do your thing. It's fun. Sometimes. And I cut you off sometimes.
Yeah.
And it frustrates you to no end.
No, it's good.
Let's do
it. Except for ADD. Okay, listen. So then what?
Oh, there's
like
this
a puppy.
Thing.
What? Okay. Also, did I say this? Stop. You can download the show also on Google Play, SoundCloud, and Spotify, and review us too. I don't mean to be so like needy here, mm-hmm. but all this stuff helps. We love doing the shows.
Everything I just built up for you.
What?
I'm kidding. Totally joking.
And also, you can. I don't know what the
Emily. If you see her like on the street, she'll just be like, "Hi, follow me." I'm kidding. What do you
mean? I don't.
I'm saying
say
you
that.
Are the exact person on air as you are off air. And,
if I saw you on the street, I'd say follow me on Instagram.
Yeah, on Instagram, yeah.
I would not.
I know you wanted.
Nice
I
to meet you. Have you been
literally.
To my Instagram page?
I'm saying.
Oh, because I'm the same wherever person. I go. Yes. Exactly.
Emily.
I just say I introduce myself as Sex with Emily.
Hi, I'm Sex with Emily. I'm
although
Sex.
I hate people that are like, have you met Sex with Emily at a party really loud?
Oh, you know
and
what
then
you should
I
do.
Become the thing.
You should be like.
Part. I don't want it to be about. Sex.
Hello.
What?
I'm Emily. Sex with Emily. Like James Bond. Like Bond. You
know, so anyway, and the guy looks at me. He's like, oh, keeps typing. And I know that he heard. I'm like, no, I'm not a prostitute. I have a podcast. He's like, okay, yeah, fine. Like some people are like, oh, yeah. And he's like, he just had straight face.
Yeah.
Straight face. My niece was like rolling her eyes.
How old's your niece?
It was actually the 14-year-old niece was there. But I had mm-hmm. a few incidents. Like I have an 8-year-old niece, 14. And
yeah.
16 going on 17.
Didn't you get like in trouble?
Yes, with the 14-year-old. We revisited that again.
Okay.
And she said she was 8. And she goes, I was 8. I'm like, you came to my house in San Francisco and you, I don't even know how you saw this. My bookshelf has like 500 textbooks on it. I was in my grad school at the time.
You don't know how she saw it. Yeah.
And no, she, I was like, I don't know how she did, but she went back to, my brother and my sister-in-law were in town. She slept at my apartment, went back to their hotel room. And she said, Mommy, how come every book on Aunt Emily's shelf has the word sex in the title? And then she started reciting them, cunnilingus, like lesbian sex, polyamory. Like she had memorized the titles. And I don't know. And I asked her, I'm like, how did you do that? She goes, I don't know. It was weird. I remembered them all. Mm-hmm. But then my 8-year-old niece and I were on our Snapchat, as we do, snapping. The whole, like she knows how to do it, right? She's doing it, looking at my stuff. And then like she's just sending it to her to my nieces, and she's sending snaps to my mom and to Madison, and then that's it. Like she's doing that. We did that for like an hour. So I see my sister-in-law for lunch yesterday before I left. The other day before I left, and she says to me, "So Lexi, who's 8, asked me what sexy means." She goes, "So that's better than sex." Like it's like I get in trouble. I'm like, yeah. "Okay, well, did you tell her that it's nothing bad?" Like I can't hide it. You know,
right.
Like I'm sorry, she saw sexy. Like it's fine. Is that so bad? She's 8.
You got any younger ones coming up? Or,
no.
Or are you going to get through this?
And it, no, but you're the good news is the older line. Ones are finally asking me questions.
Yeah, like now it's going to be like actually
okay,
a benefit.
I'm sorry she asked you sexy. It could be worse. There could have been dick pics coming in on my Snapchat, which there were not.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fun. And
how long has it been since you got a dick pic?
A real one? You mean not like from my Catherwood or something or like?
No, like a real one. Like
I don't think I've ever gotten one.
From like a listener who might have gotten your email by mistake or something like
well,
that.
Well, we have a team of people here who have to
the filter? Go, really?
They filter the emails now.
Are there a lot of dick pics that come through?
Not a lot of dick pics,
she says, on emails.
On Facebook.
On Facebook? They get
the
dick pics.
I don't even mess with Emily's DMs.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
You should
I can
see
only
my Instagram
imagine.
DM. It's getting a little dirty. Don't do.
Yeah.
I don't,
stop it.
Go
guys.
To Sex
stop
Emily
it.
And please don't. Send
it doesn't
me
add
pics.
Anything to the show. Stop
you
it.
You know what? But the good thing about Instagram is they blurry it out. They know it's a
oh,
dick
they
pic.
Tile it? Really?
Yeah, I can show you after.
There's
like
a program.
I literally
that...
have. You have 99 plus direct
so it looks like
requests.
Japanese porn when you get it.
Yes.
Nice.
And they said, we've blurred this image to protect you. I don't know how they know. I'm like, thank you, because they don't blur like ponies.
I love that they. Yeah, I wonder if they have ever like mistaken.
Like, no. Oh, you should.
They've mistaken
should
like a dog snout for a dick, and they're like, "We blurred it." But I love that they're sending it to you anyways to protect you. They're blurring it. Why not just not send it? Why are you still sending?
Right,
it?
You should take a gander sometime into my DMs. It's a good place to be.
They blur
if
them.
You really
I
need
never
me?
Knew.
Don't DM me on Instagram. You can. You know what I gotta tell you though? I go once a month. I go through and I uh-huh. do when I like can't sleep. And not that I don't. Think it's important.
When I can't sleep.
And I'm like, I go through people write really, really nice uh-huh. things, and I do read them, and I try to respond to them, and they're like, "I love your show."
Right.
That's great. You could also email me feedback@sexwithemily.com because
yes.
I might not want to go into the DM dick pic.
Good
world.
News. So when they tile your dick, guys, it makes it look a little bit bigger.
Exactly. Don't encourage. Don't encourage that kind of behavior.
That's so funny. I had no idea.
What? Yeah, I'll show
you. I wonder, I'm sure it's a computer program, but I like the idea of somebody actually just going through each one. Dick pic, got a blur.
Know. Maybe the person, who knows? Yeah, it's funny. I know. I blur dick pics for Instagram. What do you do? Okay. We also had some great shows lately. We had Face Sitting, Fetishes, and Foreplay with Foibles with Joanna Angel. You know Joanna.
I do. She's I watched awesome. Her pee on a man.
Yeah, she did. She was squirting, peeing. Well, it ended up being pee. But that was a great show, so check that out. She's a fun chick who peed on someone.
She is.
Not here. Character. She didn't pee anyone here.
No, it was years ago, and I had to tape it with the camera, video camera, and it was, yeah, it was an experience. Peeing, watching her pee.
Mm-hmm. It's like a good time.
Yes.
Okay, so what else can I take? Oh, September, it's almost over, but not too late to celebrate Back to Sexual Confidence Month, because the point of this month, help you have better sex, which all starts with confidence, sexual confidence. So we've been doing a lot of giveaways and posts and blogs, and check it all out on our website, but you can still win. A few days left, so follow us on Instagram to learn how. Win.
Win what?
Win everything. Okay. Sex toys, products, toys, things. Care package,
little
of
sex
love.
Package.
Care package of
don't
love.
Send that to camp. Anyone at camp by mistake, because I get care packages when I'm up at camp. That'd be a bad one to get. If I ever get a care package at camp that's marked "Sex with Emily," I sorry,
do
no
not
offense.
Open it.
Yeah, I won't open it.
I got it. Yeah, please don't
bring it home and have fun with it
camp.
Later.
I sent my nieces like brownies at camp, and they didn't open. They didn't give them to her either.
Well, did you put "Sex with Emily" on the return
no!
address?
No, they just don't give them packages at camp, and that's the best part when I went to camp.
I know, getting care packages, especially if it's at lunch or something, you get it in front of everybody else. You're like, look at this. Somebody likes me.
I know. My parents didn't send me packages. But I sent,
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. They were fine. You know, they birthed me. As a mom birthed me and stuff.
You rebelled as a result, and you started a sex show.
Exactly. Well done. Exactly. Mom, you should have sent me some magazines at camp. here's what you get. Do you want some sex in the news?
I love the sex in the news. And I think I told you this a couple weeks ago off air, but my favorite still is the Swedish sex in the news you brought to the table about the guy that got busted for beating off in Sweden on the beach, but the judge did not charge him because he wasn't making eye contact
right,
with anyone.
Right,
so
that's
he was okay.
He was in his own little world fantasizing right. about God knows what.
That's to this day my favorite sex in the news you brought to the table.
Oh, well, I'm glad I could have been.
Want to give you a bar.
Life. Thank you. Yes. I appreciate the bar. So you want to keep beating that bar. That is really funny.
Yes.
Okay. Tinder reveals jobs that get the most dating app action, and the results may just surprise you. Dating app Tinder has revealed the most popular professions people swipe right for in the UK, with models finding themselves way down on the list. Now, I would think models, dudes would just be swiping on models, and chicks too, I guess. I don't know. For men, lawyers, actors, and creative directors were three professions most likely to receive a yes from a prospective date.
Shocking.
Teachers, dentists, and speech pathologists were considered the most appealing in a female partner. What is it about speech pathologists?
The guys are looking for this in girls?
Yeah, dentists.
So what were the three?
Okay. Wait. So for women want men to be lawyers, actors, or creative directors. Guys want women to be teachers, dentists, or speech pathologists.
It's the UK, I'm just saying. Maybe the dentist.
Oh,
or
the dentist, they get some. Yeah. Right.
Speech pathologist, that's an odd one. I dated a speech pathologist for a while, and she was a colossal pain in the ass. Always correcting me. Every time I stumbled or mumbled, she'd bring it up. So I would not. Maybe that's just kind of a weird byproduct.
But also, I would think, I don't know, I would just think that we'll cover nurse, maybe, caretaking, because teacher.
Yeah, the caretaking, the teaching. Maybe, and you know what? Teaching is probably even. It's noble here in the States, but it might be even thought of as more noble
exactly.
over there in the
United States. That's true. Journalists appear on both lists, while models come 14th for both genders. Every day, there are more than 1.4 billion swipes and 26 million matches, whatever, on the app. Here's the other tip. Besides having interesting jobs, photographs, key to success on the app. Look straight into the camera and smile using your teeth. Mm-hmm. Shows confidence, shows that you're healthy and friendly. And
healthy.
You might need a dentist. I don't know. Don't be tempted to airbrush your picture or present yourself looking too much better than you do in real life, and give group photos a miss to avoid confusion. I agree. You know what's the worst? When you're on a dating app and there's like a group of guys. Like, yeah. I'm like, which dude are you? Right. I don't want to look at your friends. I don't have time to be like, oh, are you the one with the tall, the head, the brown hair, the blonde hair? I mean, I know I might have seen you in one previous photo, but that's annoying.
Here's another one. Don't use like crop out like an old
ex-girlfriend,
picture with
the blonde hair.
You can see the blonde
shoulder.
Hair.
It's the
worst.
That's
bad. You notice.
And I don't like the drinking out of the big red cups. Now, people.
Red solo
thing.
Cup?
Ugh, I hate solo cups. Just don't do that.
Okay, good so song, though.
But this is what I want to tell you. Men. Here's the top 10 professions that got the most swipes for men. Lawyer, actor, creative director, flight attendant. What? From him. Journalist.
It's like Jim J. Bullock and on that show, Too Close for Comfort. He was a flight attendant.
Oh
Jim
God.
J. Bullock.
Yeah, how do you remember that?
Because I used to watch that show.
So did I. Entrepreneur, CEO, architect, personal trainer, teacher, doctor. Photographer, registered nurse, engineer, model, chef. These are all for men.
I love that. I love that doctor comes below all those other
exactly, because doctors are really important. Okay, women. Number one, teacher, dentist, speech pathologist, weird, interior designer, event planner, lawyer, real estate agent, personal trainer, registered nurse, journalist, recruiter, musician, psychologist, model, flight attendant.
Huh.
Flight attendant.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of the list. I think this is interesting. Yeah, it was done in the UK, but what do you do? Change your... I can tell you what you can do. What?
Who's swiping, though, for like, you know, down the road? Aren't they swiping for a quick bang?
They're not looking at your teeth. They look at your boobs, the bangs or whatever.
But maybe it's also maybe over in the UK.
Maybe there's more teachers.
There's more hot teachers that will get a swipe regardless of what they do.
There just might be more teachers.
But then if that was the, if that's the case, models are probably going to be the hottest.
Can we talk about the real thing that matters? Is that, so I have a friend who's 24 years old, and he... really,
he's too young for you. Stop it.
I know. He's so cute, though. But he's like really cute and really smart. And he's like, I need some help. Like, I want to go on Bumble. And I want to go, Bumble's the one with the, you swipe still, but the women have to message you first. And I want to go on Tinder. He's like, but I'm not great at the app. I don't want pictures. So, like, I spent way too much time helping him, but it was kind of fun writing it because it was like, it is marketing. I got to tell you, people, like, you are marketing yourself. So don't just throw it up there. And I know you're like, oh, it doesn't matter. People are just looking at the pictures. No, like, present yourself in a way that's interesting. Like, take a moment and think about it. And honest, you got to be honest. Have good pictures. Not with other people, not with your ex. Those are all important points. But also, rather than a list, like, for example, instead of saying I like biking and traveling and cooking, you know, a list, like our eyes roll back on that. Who doesn't like it, biking? But you could say, like, I once rode my bike through Europe and I learned how to cook and I make a killer, you know, souffle. Right.
Make it
and
like a story.
I'd like you to, you know, my next trip, you're coming with me. Message me for, you know, whatever. Like something direct. Like that. No, but it's fine. But tell a story. Just tell an interesting story.
Anyone can
it gets
like,
someone's attention.
I like turtles. I like this. Yeah, you gotta,
I don't care.
Like,
right.
Give it a little bit of a some flavor,
pop,
some
just
zing.
Pop, right. Because you got a lot of other applicants. It's like writing a cover letter for a resume. If you want the job, spend some time. All right, let's give a big shout out to our sponsors because we love them and thank you everyone for supporting them because they help us do the shows here. And we only work with people we love. So I know you'll love them too.
What happens when secrets are revealed? That's the question at the heart of Pivot's Secret Lives of Americans. It's a groundbreaking documentary series that looks at the secrets we all keep, the strength it takes to reveal them to family and friends, and the realization that you are not alone. You can watch an all-new episode of Secret Lives of Americans this Friday at its new time, 7 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Pivot. Secret Lives of Americans deals with some really important subjects, such as religious tolerance, addiction, transgender rights, same-sex marriage, and student debt. What makes this show truly unique is that each person filmed themselves with a handheld camera or phone over the course of several days. We see their lives change firsthand when they make the important decision to open up. Through each person's reveal, one thing becomes clear. It only takes one voice to change the story. Watch an all-new episode of Secret Lives of Americans this Friday at its new time, 7 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, on Pivot, the television network from Participant Media. To find out how you can watch Pivot, go to pivot.tv.
All right, everyone. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Anderson.
I give Emily the point when we're coming back from break, and she loves the point.
I love the point.
You do.
It reminds me of my dad used to do that because my dad used to be on cable access. He used to do the auction. They used to do, like, the channel, the PBS auction.
Was he an auctioneer?
Uh-huh. He would do the auction for, like, raising money for PBS, but public...
Did he, like, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Like,
my dad was a DJ. He was a radio announcer.
Did he do, like, the auctioneer voice?
Yes. And he'd be like, hey, now turn time for news. That's how he talked.
That's pretty cool.
I know.
I didn't know that.
I know. But he was a lawyer. Like, but he was a
shaker and a mover.
But he still, as a lawyer, would, like, kind of do the auctions and be like, no, today you can get this brand new car for you. Yeah, he talked like that in this way. It was cute. It was sweet. All right, here we go. Emails. Because we love the emails and we love hearing from you. And now, okay, email us feedback. I was going to sing sing for
you. You could sing if you like.
I was going to make a
song.
Got
a stinger.
A stinger?
Yeah, you should make it like a little intro.
Like I should do it like a jingle.
Yeah, a little jingle.
Do you think, okay, I've had the same opening to Sex with Emily for 10 years.
Yeah, it's time to change it.
I kind of feel like it's one thing I'm going to keep the same.
People are going to love whatever they associate with the show.
I think it's like the thing. It makes me feel warm and cozy. The one time I listened to the show, I really liked it.
People email all the time. Where
is
that song from?
Oh, do you know?
Where the song from?
Oh, I can tell you. She Martini Bomb. No, I do know, dude. I've been asked that for 10 years.
No, I'm reiterating because I don't think the listener can hear what Madison's saying. So.
Get on your mic.
Yeah, what the hell? Roll Bitch. On over, yo. I got a mic for you
it's
right
okay.
there.
But you're right. People do ask what it is. It's a great song and it's fun. Okay, so the point is feedback@sexwithemily.com. Mm-hmm. Also, go to the website. Ask Emily. Boop, right there. Send an email. So easy. But whether you're emailing us or leaving a voicemail, this show, Anderson, have you been on a show yet when we play voicemails?
No. I've been excited for this for weeks. Let's do this.
You look really excited. Okay, leave me a message, 818-275-7931. So many ways to reach us. We appreciate it.
So many.
Okay. Hi, Emily. I found your podcast while on a long car ride, and now I listen on my commute to work. I love your show because it's helping me to stay sexually in tune. I've been with my husband altogether for 6 years, and sex isn't as often as it used to be. So listening to your show encourages me to have sex more and masturbate. My question is about the elusive G-spot orgasms. When I was in college, I dated a guy who was quite large, and it was curved. From intercourse, I would have earth-shattering orgasms. I mean like feet and hand-numbing orgasms. One time, my hands were still slightly tingly hours after sex.
Gee, that's not good. Is that good?
Yeah.
That seems like it's damaging. Seems like nerves are
just
getting
a few hours is fine. If it went out for 12 hours, go see your doctor. Okay. I'm still sexually attracted to my husband and love him dearly, but he's not as large.
He doesn't have the hockey stick dick.
Oh, dude, I cannot achieve orgasm from intercourse, but I can from oral sex when I masturbate using a vibrator. This also frustrates my husband because he wants to satisfy me from intercourse. We've used all kinds of toys and no luck with a G-spot orgasm. What else can I do? Am I G-spot sexually doomed? Piper, 31, Florida.
Piper.
I like Piper.
You know, you give a lot of advice and a lot of it lands with, hey, you should listen to the show with your partner. Not in Piper's case. Piper should never hear this
Don't
email.
Don't tell him about the curve.
Piper's husband should
Piper's
never
husband
hear
should
any
not.
Of this.
But no. Piper, first of all, thank you for all the kind words and thank you for listening to the show. And I'm glad that it's encouraging you to masturbate and have more sex. But I totally get it. You were with a penis that curved and did the thing and may I give you an earth-shattering orgasm. However, now how old are you? How long ago was that? You're 31. So maybe it was 10 years ago in college. Here's the thing. Your G-spot is still there. Mm-hmm. And I want to say that I think perhaps you're having this memory of this perfect penis that was able to stretch and move and hit you in that way. But also there might be some positions and ways. I know you said you've tried it all. I'm trying to think what she said. She did. She tried toys.
She tried positions?
Have you tried different positions? Yeah. Like I'm wondering, have you tried a G-spot toy on your own or with your partner, like your husband, and had a G-spot orgasm since the guy? Because if you could figure out how to do it with that toy, you could figure out how to do it with your husband's penis.
Yeah.
I'm certain.
And here's the good news. She's already located.
What's a good G-spot toy, Madison, right now that we love?
A G-spot toy would be the Rave by
WeBuy. Oh, yeah. The Rave by WeBuy. We like it. That's a really good one. So here's the deal. There's also, Sports Sheets. They make, you know, Sports Sheets makes all the BDSM, but the really cool bondage gear, like Velcro and stuff, but they also make positioning products
like
for
the wedge
sex positions. Yeah, but they don't make the wedge. But check this out. They make something called the G-Spot Link. And it is so cool. You got to go to the Sports Sheets banner on my website. I'm telling you, there's some videos. Did you use the G-Spot Link?
I used the G-Spot Link.
Madison,
that is why I wandered
it.
Over to the
she
table
wandered
here
because
I have to share.
Go.
Okay, so I used it with my boyfriend over this past weekend, and it's as you'll see in the videos, and as they'll kind of explain, it's these like Velcro cuffs, and they've got like a little link that you can, you know, like what is that called? Like little clip
it, like you gotta clip in, like
yeah,
a buckle,
like a seatbelt or a buckle.
Seat
there you go.
Right.
So it's got a little buckle, and you can buckle it together, and you can have them really tight, so your legs are close together.
Right. So your leg, you're on their back.
Yeah, you're on your back.
Your legs are up,
and your legs are up, and like I don't know, maybe not other people who are more who have more core strength, but I get exhausted holding my legs up in the air if they're like folded over my head. I have to focus on keeping them directed. And this was so easy because he could hold on to the strap in between them
right.
and position my legs depending on where right. he wanted them to be. and it created a really tight space for him.
Right.
So even like, you know, my boyfriend's, you know, average, he's doing well in the penis department, but even if he wasn't doing well in the penis department, it would still create a much tighter space and a much tighter feel. So that you can like, you know, you can feel more from his penis.
Wow.
And it was also, a great time. Yeah, and also you can move it around because whether, you know, the whole thing with the curved penis, and I know this because my boyfriend has a curved penis, is that it naturally like hooks and gets your G-spot in certain positions. So if your guy now doesn't have like a gigantic penis or he doesn't have a curved penis, he can move your legs around using the strap. I wish you could see it. It's like a windshield wiper.
I know, it's so hard to explain it. You got to go to the sportsheets.com because it is the cool. Because we just got the demo.
Yeah, we tried it in every position and it was great. We even tried it with like doggy style, kind of like with me flipped over on the bed with my legs hanging down. And that was great too.
Oh my
God. But it created, he was losing his mind because it feels so much tighter. Yeah, even if like, you know, I don't think I'm like especially like, I don't have especially wide set vagina.
No.
Everyone says that, but I really think it's okay. And it just, it like intensified everything.
And it felt great for you too.
Yeah, and it felt great for me too. And it was like way less effort. And he could like clip it behind his leg or behind his neck if he wanted to, if he just wanted my legs like up in the air. So that is my quick
that is
review.
So we have a chance to talk about it. Yeah. I'm so glad.
Just this past weekend, so it's fresh on my mind.
Okay,
and lady
that
parts.
Sounds really fun. Okay, so Piper, get that. And then there's also the doggy style strap. That's another one that you, so doggy style position. God, people love doggy style. This can kind of enhance your doggy style because he can wrap it around your waist, right? When you're wrapping on your pelvis, right above your pelvis, and you're having doggy style. Just check it out on the site. That's cool too. Here's something else you might not have tried. Have you been doing your Kegel exercises? Because I got to tell you, Piper, for me, that's why I'm wearing Kegel balls, even if they fall out at important meetings and stuff. They really help. Like, I'm telling you that the more I do my Kegels, the more G-spot orgasms I have. Because that those muscles, the pelvic floor muscles, they become stronger. It's like going to the gym. You do wear Kegel balls or do your Kegel exercises. Download my app, Kegel Camp. It reminds you to do it every day, or if you want to do it twice a day, you will have G-spot orgasms. So, and use lots of lube, and I would try some toys and just relax about it. It's going to happen. You've already had one in the past, so you will have another one. I feel good about this, Piper. Okay, now we're going to do voicemail.
Mm-hmm. Voicemail time.
Whoop, whoop.
Hey, also back to Piper for a second. It's good. She's ahead of the game a little bit by knowing where her G-spot is. A lot of women live and die on this earth and never even know where it is.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. I do believe that every woman can so I believe it could take
group.
Some work.
The G-spotless group probably doesn't
the
exist.
G-spotless group, no. I think that they got to get off their asses and or stay on their asses
find
and
it,
keep
yeah.
trying.
So if you were to stumble across a meeting and you saw on the chalkboard out front it said coming together, the G-spotless group, you might stick your head in there and say, get to work, ladies.
Not so sure.
You got one.
Right. Okay, just keep looking.
Stop it.
You know what? I couldn't find it until I had a toy and I did my Kegels, so... It hides. It can be hiding. And you got to have a clitoral orgasm. It helps to have clitoral orgasm. Mm-hmm. Listen, if this whole new G-spot world is new to you, check out, we've done a lot of shows on the G-spot, how to find it. And we have a lot of great blogs on our site as well.
All right. So it looks like we're ready to take my first voicemail.
Oh, welcome.
Being with you.
To the voicemail.
So are we ready?
Portion
I'm going to crank
this
up. Crank it up. Here we go.
Hi, Emily. Great show. My name is Mike and I live in Ontario. I'm going to be 31 this month. And my wife and I have been married for almost 10 years, and we have two children. I recently found out that she had an affair for a period of about 6 weeks. And prior to that, she had actually had a one-night stand with a guy at a bar. And I'm trying to figure out what to do right now because I don't really want to, you know, end my relationship and end our life and everything we have going together. But at the same time, I'm someone who, you know, holds sex really sacred in the relationship. And I don't really know what to do because I feel like she broke that trust and I don't know how to repair that trust. And I feel like, you know, in order to put us back together, I need to go now and be able to experience whatever it's like to kind of go off and have sexual interactions with someone, and I don't know, maybe that'll hurt us more, maybe not. You know, what do you think? Because right now I love her, the sex is great, but if it's just makeup sex, and we had a lot of problems before, including, you know, lack of communication and kind of her not giving sex to me and me not, you know, giving her space and conversations and other such mumbo jumbo. So how to move that forward? I feel like I'd like to just go off and have a few relationships and then come back, but I don't want to lose it and I don't really want to hurt her.
Got it.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Michael.
Wow.
That was good, right?
That was such a typical guy approach to right? like,
all
right,
I'm going to go bake some
turn.
Chicks and I'll feel better. First of all, I love the voicemails. People, keep calling us. Let me give you the number again in case I didn't. I don't think I did. 818-275-7931. Michael.
Wait, what's that? What's that stand for? SW?
SWE1. 818-SWE1. Oh, sorry. 818-ASK-SWE1.
ASK-SWE1.
And it's on the website too, under Ask Emily. You can find it on the website. Okay, here's the thing, honey. Michael, thank you so much for calling. I get it. You want to go out and you want to have sex with other people and that'll make you feel like it's a level playing field. Even. Doesn't work that way, honey. It really does not work that way. And I get that you're jealous and that you're hurt and that you hold sex sacred and she did not. But here's the thing about cheating in relationships. She did break your trust and it sounds like you were having issues before and maybe you're even blaming yourself for not giving her. I get it. You might be saying, well, I understand why she did it. And some days you're really angry with her. But it's really, really hard for couples to rebuild trust on their own. It just is. Like you're not equipped with it. You were trying to deal with issues before this happened. So this is where I suggest that if you guys really want to make it work, do not go out and bang anyone else. Mm. Don't have sex. That's not going to help. You've got a lot of anger. She's probably got issues. You guys got to get in some therapy. Couples therapy.
Yeah, you
got to
regain
the trust.
Like
this is the one time that and like trauma, like you got to regain the trust. And on your own, you're going to keep thinking about it. Keep thinking about it. You'll think it's gone for a day, right? You got to have work with a counselor, not go once. Like this could take months, but it's going to be the best work you ever did. Could take years.
But here's the most important variable here is the kids. He's got the two kids.
He's got two kids.
So you are a father before you are a husband. And that's like your most important role. And you got to do what is best for the kids. And you got to figure that out with your wife who you don't trust right now. So that's going to be the hardest thing. But you got to put the kids' interests first before yours. Right?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, yes, absolutely. Be considering
the kids. And
maybe
that means you guys don't stay together.
Right.
Maybe they're better off.
But
I know
they
that
are
I
married and they should try to the best for yourselves best and for the kids.
If they can work it out. But I come from a family where I really think my parents should have gotten a divorce when I was young. They did not belong together. And I think that I got damaged because I had to... parents together that hated each other.
You just can't win. I'm telling you, either people's parents got divorced. There's two kinds of people. People's parents who got divorced and messed them up and people's parents who stayed together and messed them up.
Right.
That's the two stories I hear.
And you got
it. And then the people who think their parents were so happy and then they idealize it and think they can never find anyone else and that messes them up. That's going to be like their parents. No, they think they can never find a relationship that'll be as perfect as their parents.
Right. And then that screws them up. Yeah.
We're all
messed
up.
We
all got issues.
Everyone's got baggage. But you got to think of what's the healthiest environment for your kids to grow up in. Obviously, it's going to be that you guys can reconcile this and you can get treatment and learn to trust her again and rebuild that relationship. But if that's not an option, his idea of going out and evening the score, as appealing as that sounds, and I totally get it.
We all want to do that.
It's not going to do anything good for the relationship. It will further damage it for sure.
For sure.
So maybe it's, you know, maybe it's over and you figure out how to, you know, raise these kids separated.
Well, no, he's got to try it for therapy. And then there's always one couple I always hear, but my wife won't go or my husband won't go. I mean, it's almost like saying, this is what pisses me off. Saying that you won't go to therapy when you're in a relationship is like saying you won't go to the dentist.
Right.
Like it's that important. It's the same of same importance, I think. I think that every relationship needs that kind of tune-up.
If you think of the mind as like a muscle, for sure.
The mind is a muscle. Get to therapy. And I don't hear you can't afford most. If you have insurance, it's going to cover your therapy.
Yeah.
And if you don't have insurance, you could get a sliding scale. But there's nothing that's more important than your mental health.
Get in there. And you know what, Michael? You're going to be the one, I hate to say winning, but you're going to have the head start with the therapist. Because a lot of time they're trying to identify the issues. You know what the issue is. So you're going to go in there. You're going to have the therapist in your corner who's going to be helping you, you know, and your wife figure things out.
Right.
Has there ever been a...
What?
Or like she ends up cheating with a therapist. Has that ever happened?
Oh, God, I hope not. Dude, stop.
Probably.
Why are you, Michael, we've just helped
Probably
Michael.
Has
Why
happened.
You got to open up that whole other can of worms and we're moving on?
Just thinking of
we're
evil
moving
therapist.
On to our another email.
My dad was a therapist.
Yeah, that figures it. Makes sense. I'm not saying you got to, you're not going to marry your therapist. You just got to go see a therapist.
Can you imagine how diabolical, just how evil you have to be as a therapist if you were to actually do that?
Okay, let's move on. Dear Emily.
I'm sorry.
I've been listening to your show through the podcast app, and I've got to say that I love it. You and your co-hosts definitely help my day go by a ton faster, and it's cool to hear advice. I live in Boise, Idaho. I've been divorced for 5 years, and recently I've been struggling a lot with dating. I meet a lot of great women, but I always have issues with their body weight and the fact that they have too much hair below. I know this seems shallow. I know women have a hard time losing weight because the female body works different than a man's, and I know the vagina is very sensitive, and there are a lot of women who have a hard time wanting to keep it shaved or keep it trimmed. I'm not a fan of women with a big hairy bush. It's not the 70s anymore, but every time I bring up the fact that it's too hairy, clean it up or I won't go down there, I'm in the wrong.
Well, I mean, the fuck? What kind of a way is that?
Dude,
of approaching
just,
it?
We're not even done yet. I mean, I work out 6 times a day. I do CrossFit. I'm on the paleo diet. Plus, I do my fair share of manscaping. I take care of myself. I'm looking for a fit girl that enjoys being with me and has qualities and features I'm looking for. Yet, it seems I settle for the bottom of the totem pole. Is that wrong of me? Do I need to be upfront with women about my needs, or do I need psychological help? Thanks a ton, Roman from Boise, Idaho.
How old is Roman?
Yes and yes. You need psychological help? No. He doesn't say. God damn it, Roman.
Early 20s.
Yeah, early, probably. I can tell
you. 6 times a day, you work out 6 times. Hey, Roman, beating off doesn't count as working out, okay? And I know this guy.
Yeah, I know this guy too.
This guy spends his life on the Tinder, maybe Thrinder as well. Mm-hmm. And everything's about just getting his bang on. And it's like
he wants
gym,
perfect women, though, and women tan, can't meet laundry up to his standards. But here's more. Before we go on to Roman, before we finish with that, you start commenting. There's more, Anderson. There's more.
Wait, Roman brings more to the table?
Oh, just
Roman's
you wait.
Roman's the gift that keeps on giving.
Side note. This guy wrote in, Roman wrote 3 separate emails. Ooh. Each one was a little different. But
every
all of
time
them,
he got back from the gym, he wrote you, bro.
But all of them had us feeling pretty dismayed. One was about pubic hair. One focused on the body weight issue. Yeah. One outlined both. Also interesting, they progressed from aggressive and unapologetic to him being concerned about his behaviors and his own thought process. So we combined the 3 emails together.
Okay.
So first email, how he's dating women. So I told you all that. So, you know, it's interesting. So at the end of the day, Roman, it's not about the woman you're dating or even your standards. I think it's about his intimacy issues and deep rooted stuff going on with you and this the ability he's working on his body, perfection, and then he's trying to find a woman to match that. But I think that you're thinking, Roman, that if you are putting all this work in, that you're a better person, it's gonna make you love yourself, which I actually think maybe you don't truly love yourself right now.
I think
you're blaming the women.
He's probably young and he's probably trying to figure things out, and I commend him for writing you and listening to the show and trying to figure things out.
Yeah, thank you, Roman.
Yeah, I think he might just really lack insight, and perhaps that's a product of being young. And perhaps something like this might give him a little insight, at least how he comes off.
Give him some insight.
Because he's coming off to you and to us like this aggressive,
right,
objectifying of women. And I like how he gives himself almost kudos. Like, I get it, man. Women's bodies are different. Right. They're harder. It's harder for the broads to lose the weight over there. I get that. But
with all those Dairy Queens.
He's definitely considering, he's just thinking of them as fleshlights with legs.
Yeah.
Right?
He doesn't. Yeah, maybe. And I think that he's also might be finding a lot of fault in women, so he might not. He doesn't have to focus on his own
flaws.
Yeah,
he sounds like a perfectionist. Uh-huh. And hopefully he outgrows
this.
And
he works out 6 times a day.
6 times a day is not possible unless he does it for a living.
Do you not have a job? I mean, obsessive behavior is like, I just feel like that you're putting these impossibly high standards you have in yourself, which I can't imagine unless you're like training for the Olympics. That's a really fun day.
Yeah.
On other people as well. Did he say six times a day?
Maybe before breakfast, after breakfast, before lunch, after lunch, before dinner, after
dinner. Why would you just move into the gym? Like, what would you?
6 times is too much. It takes like just a half hour round trip just to get to the gym and back if you just play tag with the gym.
Right.
Most people live like 15 minutes away.
I know.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing. Roman, here's the thing. I don't know why you got divorced, but.
He was divorced.
He was divorced.
Maybe he's not young 20s then.
I think early 30s maybe, but I'm not sure.
I feel like he used to say,
he's divorced. So I'm just thinking that the thing about divorce is, I think I know a lot of people who have like get married young and they get divorced, and it's a great time to learn about yourself. Like to look at like, well, what happened here? What did I learn about myself, about what I want a partner? Again, I might just, you say psychological help, like it's a bad thing, Roman. I think we all need a little psychological help. You heard me say that to the last email. And I think
to the next
to Michael.
Everyone does.
Everyone needs a little therapy. I'm telling you, it is the most important work you could do, Roman. Yep. So I think that you're thoughtful, and I know this is bothering you, and I just think that to get some perspective would help you. I'm sure you got health insurance. You seem like you get hurt there at the gym, you're going to need
like
some kind of...
You might have a little something against the ladies out there, Roman.
You think he doesn't like women?
It sounds like a little bit maybe, and just the way that he phrased the... big hairy bush. I'm not going to go down on you unless you take care of the bush. Coming back, Roman. The bush. Well, that's not good news.
See, if a guy said that to me, I would be like,
maybe he did that just for color, for the sake of the email.
Yeah.
But how did he word it? Like, I'm not going down there unless you take care of the bush.
I'm not going to go. Take care of that bush, Missy. Like that's just women.
Almost
don't
like he's ordering at a restaurant. He's like, I told you, I don't want parsley on my plate. Get it out.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. I hear you. You gotta be tricky with the women the way you talk about. If a guy said that to me, I'd be like out the door with my bush.
But I think that what I pick up from that email, and if you were to talk about this email 3 months from now and bring up the Roman email, I'd go right back to the 6 times a day. It's just, there's something up with that.
Did he really say 6? Do you think that was exaggeration too?
Perhaps.
There's a lot going on here. But Roman, Roman, I love that you love the show and that you're listening. And I feel like that's the first step. Like you're going
to
be evolving here.
I walked to the studio for my car. My car is parked around the block. Do you think I should count that as a workout?
Yeah, you could do whatever. How many steps did you do today?
Like 100.
Do you measure your steps?
Well, my little Fitbit does for me.
Yeah.
I'll tell you exactly how many, Emily. We'll
my mom and my stepdad are like step hoarders.
554? That doesn't seem right.
You got to get out more. I do. They're like hoarders. Like,
I do 10,000 a day.
They do like 12,000 a day. Like, they're like, they did 20,000 a day.
That's my goal, but I usually hit 10,000 a day.
Always? Because you walk the dogs.
I usually do. Right. Yeah.
I don't have the thing, but.
I do like 3,000 in my house alone. I'm constantly one room to the
next.
You're
pacing? Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm never sitting down in my house. Rarely.
Right. I could see that.
Unless I'm watching something.
Yeah. But here you're sitting so I can look into your eyes. Mm-hmm. I need to pace too.
I'm worked out since I got here.
You've not worked out to me. Not once.
Not a single session.
Exactly. Do we have time for one more voicemail? That was fun. Love the voicemail.
Was that fun? Oh, we're going to do another voicemail.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Emily. My name's Nina. I'm 24. I've been in a relationship with my partner for almost 3 years. I love our sex life, but I don't initiate sex often. This is not something my boyfriend has brought up to me as an issue, but I just feel bad about it. It's not that I'm not attracted to him. It's just that I have a lower sex drive and usually need a specific environment to be in the mood. So my two-part question is, A, what are your suggestions for me so I can make a better effort to initiate more? And B, what positions would you suggest for a woman where I can be doing more of the work and be more in control? I feel like guys have so many more options than women in terms of being in the driver's seat. Love your podcast. I'm listening from Maryland through the podcast app on my iPhone.
Oh, thank you.
She was so official.
She was so official, and that was so, she was very articulate. Nina.
Nina, which is what my little sister calls my other little sister. Oh. It's her nickname for Nina.
Nina, thank you for that great question and for listening to the show. God, I like these emails. Mm. I just want to get emails all day long.
You mean voicemails.
Okay, so here's the voicemails.
Yes. Different from emails.
Okay, so you would like to initiate more, but you have a little lower sex drive and also wants tips for sex positions that put you in control. So you've been together for 3 years, you say, and okay, initiating sex comes up both ways. We hear it from women who want men to initiate more, men who want women to initiate more.
Why does she want to initiate, though? I mean, if she doesn't have a very high sex drive, why? I understand, like, she has a higher sex drive and she needs it more, but why? It's like, I don't really like going on roller coasters. I need to, like, figure out how I can get to the front of the line.
I'm not sure, but I think that maybe there are times that you are turned on, perhaps, Nina. Like, you're like, oh, I want it now, and then he doesn't initiate. But I think it's a good skill for everyone to learn how to initiate sex.
I talked a couple weeks ago about finding that your boyfriend's on switch, and most guys have an on switch.
Between his
legs. They probably have a few on switches,
Right, for women, it's between their ears.
Mm-hmm. And your nips a little. You know, there's different
some
ways.
Some nips for women. But I would say, you know, to initiate sex with him more, I would say, like, if you're really not sure, because there's a lot of people just like, I just don't really know how to do it. Ask him. Like, you could even say to him, like, I want to initiate it. Like, what would turn you on? If you're not sure after three, you know, you just might not be sure. He might be like, ask him what would turn you on? He might say, God, if I come in and you open the door and you're on your knees and gave me a blowjob. Just guessing. Wow. Some guys might like that.
The steak is cooking
in the kitchen. But you also, you know, I just think it's really like that, the kind of thing where you practice it, it makes perfect and you'll find your own groove. It could just be like, I want to have sex. You could just say it like, I want to have sex with you and start kissing them. You could start, you know, you could make a special night for him when he comes home and like, you know, put a little blindfold on him, give him a little massage.
I would try a few things with him. If you're not getting anywhere, then plan B would be to like sit down and ask him like, what would get you going, or how would you like me to initiate, you know?
Because I often tell guys that when, like, my girlfriend says she wants me to tie her up or she wants me to initiate, I don't know what to do. And it's like, well, ask her what would turn her on. What?
You get a rope.
Get a rope. Get some sport sheets, cuffs. They're amazing. Okay, so also.
The second part.
And like, that you're still attracted. Okay, better. Okay, so you would like sex positions that put you in control. I mean, definitely woman on top is the dominant position that does put you in control, because then you could, you know, you can move around exactly how you need to, you know, have that orgasm. So that's how it works for a lot of women. And I'm telling you, these G-spot link that Madison talked about, I mean, you can control if you want more G-spot orgasms. I mean, you put your feet up there, like your boyfriend might be moving it, but like you definitely are having like killer orgasms. If you, vibrators, I mean, sex toys are great too. In any position, you hold one in your hand for clitoral stimulation. We love the rabbit lay on. That's like, it's a little rabbit vibe, but it's like in your hand. It's a clitoral vibe. And the two little ears, they like nuzzle your clitoris. And you could use it, you can use it, you know, during intercourse and stuff. I would add some lube, and lube is great for orgasms. I'm trying to think what else, you know, reverse cowgirl. I mean, to be honest, I'm not going to tell you some crazy weird positions, but I do think that, you know, you do wheelbarrow. But the truth is, it's like woman on top, it's doggy style. Yeah. But I think that, yeah, top.
Obviously,
cowgirl.
On top is where the ladies yeah. have the most.
Yeah, exactly. And I would also say that, you know, how is your masturbation routine? I know you have a low sex drive, but I'm just telling you. It's kind of like I always say, it's like going to the gym. The more that you masturbate, the more you self-pleasure yourself, the more sex you're going to want. It's like the more I do my Kegels, the more G-spot orgasms I want. And I want more sex. So I also have a book called Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Could Try Tonight. I have a lot of positions in there. A lot of Andersons and all of them twice.
I would have bet that there's probably like a dozen in there that,
yeah. That are good, the, that you, not, you might not have seen before. Exactly. Yeah. But again, the initiating, once you start doing it, it might be uncomfortable the first time. But like anything with sex, the more you do it, the more comfortable it will be. And I think it's a great time to start communicating with your guy. Yep. Ask him. Okay. Thank you, Nina. That was a great voicemail. Thank you, Anderson, for the lovely show.
Thank you, Em, for having
so
me.
So good to see you. Good and everyone you. Can come see your podcast and your movie.
Yeah, groupers, themovie.com. I'm a week into my campaign right now as I speak these words. So I have a bunch of really fun perks, including my Cold Cockle production swag and shirts, part of the perks, coffee mugs, all of the shorts that I've been talking so much about. You're actually a voice in one of the shorts that is
shorts.
Available for part of the perks. I also did Cult of Corona. All my shorts are finally up for grabs for helping you know, raise money for the feature.
Cool.
Which is insane. The feature is insane.
I can't believe it. I'm so proud of it. That's awesome. I want to see
one
it.
One of those movies that's very controversial. It's all about homophobia and bullying. Yes.
Okay, check out Anderson's stuff. And also, I'm actually heading to Europe this week.
Europe?
So, yeah.
What?
I'm going
Where
to...
Where are you going?
Remember we talked to Hanover, Hamburg, Germany.
Oh, that's right.
And
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
going to... But now I'm going to Hamburg, which is confusing. But they're both in Germany. Now I'm going to Hanover, Hamburg. I'm going to Euroframe, which is a sex conference, sex industry conference. And then I'm also going to Amsterdam.
Ooh.
And...
Never been to Amsterdam.
I'm going to be going to some stores and doing some... appearances, not sure exactly where yet, but I'll
light?
Be there in October. I'll be in the red light district in
Will
a window.
You? Shocking.
But yeah, email feedback you at sex. I mean, check out my website, social media, because I'll be posting where I'm at. So follow me on everything.
You
Instagram, sex family, Twitter.
To do a show from the red light district.
I know. I'm buying a new Zoom thingy, Mike.
That's only audio.
I've got a camera too. Mike.
Yeah, you should document.
I got
this.
Some.
That'd
yeah,
be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Okay. Check it out. I could do some live. Stuff on
you
the
walking
phone?
Down. You need to do a little video of you walking down the red light district.
I will.
You've been there
Don
before?
And Don, long time ago.
It's just so
college.
Easy, right? Because sex with Emily, and that's what people would expect.
I
and
know,
I would
that's
love to
I'm
see
going.
What, how you react to it.
Okay, good. So be following my Snapchat and all my stuff in the next week or so. And if you want to see me there, I'll see you too, because I'll be at places that I don't know yet. Okay, thank you, Anderson. Thank you, Madison and Eddie and Jamie and Lori. And thank you, everyone, for listening. I so appreciate it. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. And friends, they're always asking me how to spice up their relationships. They all want to know how to bring the spark back. One great way is to add in some variety. Well, our good friends at AdamandEve.com know all about that. AdamandEve.com is where you'll find all my favorite high-end toys, like the Magic Wand and the WeVibe Tango, as well as every formula of quality lube you can think of. You should all be using lube, by the way. If I haven't made that clear. Try out Pure or Sliquid. Adam and Eve sells those as well. The folks at AdamandEve.com are pleasers, so they put together a special deal for Sex with Emily listeners. If you order today and use code EMILY, they'll cut the price of almost any single item in half. Not enough for you? They'll also toss in 3 free DVDs and ship it all to you for free. And for a limited time, they will include a free gift. It's a sexy premium silicone pleasure ring. Rings are a great way to enhance intercourse, and if you haven't tried one before... This is the time. It can help guys stay harder longer while providing that crucial clitoral stimulation that most women need to orgasm during intercourse. Get your free ring, free shipping, free DVDs, and 50% off any item. Go to adamandeve.com and use code Emily at checkout. People joke a lot about men not being able to last long in bed. You know it's a widespread issue and it becomes something society recognizes as a condition worth poking fun at. Well, for the millions of men who experience premature ejaculation, though, it is not funny. In fact, it can be a huge problem with effects that extend beyond the bedroom. This is why I love talking about Promescent, a clinically proven FDA-compliant product that can significantly delay ejaculation. Think about what that means. If you're able to last longer, you've less anxiety about performing, you can focus on being in the moment with your partner, enjoying sex instead of stressing about it, and your partner gets the benefit of a longer, more intense experience. Okay, so what is Promescent exactly? Well, it's a topical spray that gets applied to the penis to improve a man's stamina. Unlike common delay sprays that simply make you numb, Promescent is quickly absorbed, allowing you to enjoy the sensations of sex. When used properly, it won't transfer to your partner, which is never a good thing. What other product can help you last longer, have better sex, reduce performance anxiety, and improve your relationship? None. So I strongly encourage you to learn more about Promescent. Go to my website, click on the Promescent banner, or visit Promescent.com today. That's Promescent.com.